Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Gregory H. Wolfe's, While You're Here Time, Choice, and the Decisions We Must Make, is a reflective nonfiction book about personal allocation decisions in the later or more time, conscious stages of life. Drawing on Wolfe's background as a CEO and advisor involved in high-stakes resource decisions, the book redirects the logic of allocation from money and capital toward time, attention, and lived experience. Its central concern is not how to maximize wealth, but how to decide when continued accumulation stops serving a meaningful purpose. The book belongs to the practical wisdom and life planning category, with overlap in retirement thinking, values-based decision-making, and personal finance philosophy. Its purpose is to help readers define enough before choices become constrained by age, health, or circumstance. Rather than treating preservation of capital as an end in itself, it asks readers to consider how resources can be converted into a life that reflects deliberate priorities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining enough before accumulation becomes automatic. A central topic in the book is the need to define enough as a practical threshold rather than a vague emotional hope. Wolfe challenges the tendency to keep accumulating money, status, or optionality long after those gains have stopped changing the quality of daily life. The point is not anti-wealth, it is that wealth without a decision rule can become self-perpetuating. If a person never names the point at which resources are sufficient, every future decision can default toward preservation, delay, and additional earning. That default may appear prudent, but it can also consume the very time that wealth was supposed to protect. The book frames enough as a clarifying concept because it turns an endless game into a finite judgment. Once a threshold is identified, the reader can ask different questions: what should resources now make possible, which obligations remain important, and which experiences should no longer be postponed. This makes the concept of enough less a slogan than an allocation tool. Secondly, treating time as the scarce asset that changes every decision. The book emphasizes that time differs from financial capital because it cannot be replenished, compounded, or recovered once spent. This changes the logic of decision-making, especially for readers who have reached a stage where the future is no longer abstractly unlimited. Wolfe appears to bring the discipline of executive allocation decisions into a personal context when a scarce resource is misallocated. The opportunity cost is real, even if it is not visible on a balance sheet. In this framing, a year spent pursuing unnecessary accumulation has a different cost than a year spent earlier in life building stability. The same action can be rational at one stage and irrational at another, because the remaining time horizon has changed. The book asks readers to recognize that time scarcity should influence priorities with the same seriousness that capital scarcity influences business choices. This perspective gives practical weight to decisions about work, family, travel, health, rest, and personal projects. Thirdly, converting capital into a life well lived rather than merely preserving it. Another important theme is the difference between preserving resources and using them well. The book argues that capital has limited meaning if it is never translated into experiences, relationships, security, generosity, or other forms of lived value. This is a significant distinction because many financially successful people become skilled at protecting assets but less skilled at deciding when and how to deploy them. Preservation can feel morally responsible, especially for those who spent decades building financial independence, yet excessive preservation can become a way of avoiding choice. The book positions capital as a means rather than an ultimate measure of success. That does not imply reckless spending or disregard for future needs. Instead, it suggests that the purpose of financial security should be periodically re-examined against the realities of finite time. A resource that remains unused through excessive caution may fail at its deepest purpose. Wolfe's contribution is to frame spending, giving, and experience not as indulgences, but as possible forms of responsible conversion. Fourthly, applying allocation discipline from business to personal priorities. Wolfe's professional background gives the book a distinctive angle. It treats personal life choices as allocation decisions rather than purely emotional reflections. In business, leaders must decide where limited capital, attention, talent, and risk tolerance should be placed. The book adapts that logic to the question of how a person should deploy a finite life. This matters because many personal decisions are made by inertia rather than by explicit prioritization. People continue working because they have always worked, continue saving because saving has been rewarded, or continue postponing plans because postponement feels safer than commitment. An allocation lens exposes the hidden trade-offs in those habits. If time and money are going somewhere, they are also not going elsewhere. The strength of this approach is its concreteness. It encourages readers to think in terms of choices, constraints, and consequences. Rather than presenting meaning as a purely philosophical question, The book connects meaning to the actual distribution of days, resources, and attention. Lastly, facing later stage choices with clarity instead of postponement, the book is especially concerned with decisions that become more urgent when time is no longer abundant. These decisions may involve work, retirement, family responsibilities, health, place, legacy, and the use of accumulated resources. Wolf's framing suggests that postponement is itself a decision, even when it feels neutral. Waiting may preserve options, but it can also reduce the period in which those options can be enjoyed or acted upon. This is particularly relevant for people who have spent much of adulthood optimizing for future security. The habit of delay can remain in place even after the original reason for delay has weakened. The book invites readers to examine whether their current choices still match their actual life stage. Its practical value lies in making implicit trade-offs visible. A person cannot choose every possible path, but can choose more consciously when priorities are named and time is treated honestly. The emphasis is not on dramatic reinvention, but on reducing the gap between stated values and lived allocation. In conclusion, While You're Here is best suited for readers who have already achieved some stability and are beginning to question what further accumulation is for. Mature professionals, executives, business owners, financially secure retirees, and people approaching retirement are likely to find its questions especially relevant. Its practical benefit is that it helps readers translate abstract concerns about time and meaning into allocation decisions. How much is enough? What should be preserved? What should be used? And what should no longer be delayed? Intellectually, the book stands out by connecting personal life planning with the disciplined language of capital allocation. Many books in this category focus broadly on happiness, purpose, retirement, or productivity. Wolf's approach is narrower and more pointed. It asks whether the behaviors that create financial security can become counterproductive when they continue past their useful purpose. That makes the book less a general self-help guide and more a decision framework for people facing the second half or final chapters of adult life. Its distinguishing feature is its insistence that resources only matter when matched to time-sensitive choices. For readers willing to examine habits of caution, preservation, and postponement, it offers a clear lens for aligning accumulated means with a life deliberately lived. If you would like to support Gregory H. Wolf, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.